Good morning to you. It's March 31st. This is the episode of the Geyer Cook Report. We call the Friday wrap-up. Some might call it, oh, he doesn't want to do new content. He's doing a wrap-up of the episodes of the week. If you go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, you get the link that goes to this show notes that I'm talking about that I'm looking at right now, and the audio will be up there on that same URL in just a little bit for today's date. And so, and looking at the week gone by, a little preparatory pause, clearing the throat. The show on Monday, we call it Happy Monday for lack of a better name, is meant to be refreshing the routine, but in this instance, we kind of went to yesteryear. We talked about password protection software, and it might work as well as can be expected. Many of the software packages that have been exploited and so forth. And so I showed a way that I started way back in the 90s using password protection that's unhackable. That's right. If you want to see the unhackable password protection setup, take a look at the notes from last Monday, and the link is right there for you. If you go to Tuesday's SEO tips, well, why don't we? I can click here and go to those notes. March the 28th, SEO Tips Tuesday, had 7 quick SEO tips for 2017 from Opera Performance. The link's going to give you a look at what they consider to be the 7 easy peasy ways to do SEO tip performance enhancement. And so I'll leave it at that. I'll let you go to your druthers, and then you draw the line in the sand. Oh, I can do this or not. If it's a not, then we'll go back to the show notes, and we'll talk about Wednesday, because that's just as well done. Wednesday, and what's on our mind, we looked at action-packed words to punch up your marketing. And taking a quick peek at those is, I go to this link, of course, and it's got the nice little graphic from Tammy. I'm worried about her last name. Breese, I think is how you say it. B-R-E-H-S-E. Tammy's put together a list of the words that make for punching up what you're trying to get across. Maybe it's a headline. And she used an example, like the A headline that comes up is, oh, thank God for little scripts. I just love them. The A headline that comes up is how to make more money. Nah, not so good. Headline B is 3 secrets that will instantly boost your profits for free, is what I'm trying to say. And which headline is more appealing? Well, B, right? It's going to work better for you. So these 9 power words, and it's all there in that list that's in the show notes. Take a look at those, and I think you'll agree with me that that's going to rock the world. The punching up the marketing, I've been using a few of those now in the tweet campaign I'm setting up for next week. The Thursday B2B show is a curation about lead generation that's critical to growth. Now this guy, he's a wizard at good old LinkedIn. Okay, that's where he makes his bread and butter. But then he said, well, what about Dennis Brown presenting the information that is all of the ways to build your lead generation besides LinkedIn? And so he put together the top 5 B2B lead generation strategies to crush sales in 2017. Wouldn't that be nice? So take a look at those on the Thursday link. And if we go back to the show notes, there's the blog. And then we click on the Friday wrap-up, just like so, and we're back at the show notes. We can scroll down. There's a thing there that's the Geyer Cook Report questions. Pick 5 of those, and you'll have the ingredients for your coming interview that will be a future episode of the Geyer Kirk Report. The Start Here Planning Session Guide is just that. If you've got a landing page coming up, a redesign of your website coming up, take a look at the Start Here Planning Session Guide, if you will. We put many, many months of work into that over the years, and I think it'll be a good guide for you. Thanks to our patrons. If you're joining us today in chat, double thank you. We couldn't do this without you, and we thank each and every patron for their support. The people on the list there, I could do a shameless plug for being a patron on Podbean, but the link is right there. Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters is the reason. That's who we get to blame for this episode and all the other episodes before this one getting started and off the ground. Because one Thursday afternoon, Fraser says to me in the chat, or maybe he called me on Skype, I don't remember now, what about doing the Cook Report? Well, let's look into that, because I've been planning to do a podcast for about 6 months and kind of dragging my feet over apprehension about, you know, talking live and et cetera, et cetera. Thanks to Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips. She just got back from the big marketing event, and I'm sure she's got lots of information she garnered from networking with those fine people. Thanks to Friends Just Chatting. It's a Facebook group. Check it out. If you go to Facebook, look up, just like it says in the notes there, Friends Just Chatting, and submit to join that group. It's a private group. We talk about everything. There's no set standard topic of discussion. Thank you to YouTube. Thank you to Spreaker. Thank you to iTunes. We're under that because of Podbean. We're listed on Pinterest under VDomain Hosting, Inc. See that little graphic right there. On Reddit. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Oh, yeah. And give that Geyer Kirk Report evaluation question a go, if you would. Appreciate that. The joining the channel here on Fire Talk is simply click on this Join the Channel logo that you see right there on the left, and that will get it done. You just instantly join. That's one of those power words I'm using now. And so on that note, I guess we're just about ready to have you listen to some more things. Hi, just a quick reminder, the Geyer Kirk Report is Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Seattle time. You can join the show live at this URL, https://firetalk.com/the-GeyerKirk-report. And as always, we'll have the show notes available via https://thegeyerkirkreport.podbean.com. See you there. And on that note, it's a wrap.